We're celebrating WISO's 60th birthday this year by listening to highlights from our historic audio collection. Here's WISO General Manager Nina Ellis.
Over the years, WISO has often reported from Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. In 2003, early in the war in Iraq, WISO producer Ryan Warner did a story about the C-141 Starlifter, a gigantic military transport plane that became a common sight in our local skies that year.
Normally, there are 18 C-141 Starlifters based at Wright-Patt. That number has since grown to 25 because other bases have sent their C-141s to be based here during the conflict with Iraq.
Well, they've been using Wright-Patterson as a, what you might call a, an airlift hub. They have aircraft from March Air Force Base, Andrews Air Force Base, and from here, which are basically the three locations where the 141 is, still exists. This airplane is at the end of its life expectancy.
Indeed, these C-141s have had long lives. There was one sitting out on the tarmac in Fairborn that dates back to an important chapter in Vietnam history.
Well, the aircraft that you see out on the flight line, that's the one that's painted with the white on it, is has a tail number of 177, and it was actually the first aircraft to fly into Hanoi. I believe that was 1973, to pick up our POWs.
That report about the C-141 Starlifters at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base was produced by Ryan Warner in 2003. The Starlifter has since been retired, and Ryan Warner can now be heard on Colorado Public Radio. I'm Nina Ellis.